Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with the folks from Talk Radio News right from the get-go. Big day for gun talk on the Hill. Former Congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney from TRNS, joins us now. Bob, are you tired of talking about guns?
That's pretty exhausting, but I've got to tell you, having been through this personally, in the sense of being in Congress when issues came up like this, this one's different. This one has a different dynamic. It has more emotion. And, you know, the fact of how many children were killed has got this debate where it's at. But the president's proposals, I think, shocked people that he didn't do 19 executive orders, which is what everybody predicted. You know, martial law, dictatorship, blah, blah, blah. And that didn't happen. Some of it by executive order, but he throws a lot of it at Congress and says, here's what I want to do. And is, you know, setting down where he wants to be on this. And the reaction that I was most interested in was Congressman Goodlatte of Virginia. He said, well, you know, we'll take have a discussion and maybe a proposal we put together, which is not, okay, this is done when it hits the Hill. It's you know, toast. So I thought that was an interesting answer.
Yeah, and Ben, is what he talked about, and you mentioned this about the executive orders. He said, what did he say? He said he was going to sign a total of 23 executive actions, but as you said, he wasn't super specific on that and talked about Congress, you know, tossing the ball to Congress. But he did say that what it would involve would include tightening background checks and allowing schools to hire more what he called resource officers. Mental illness. And I would think the mental illness, when that's brought up, that we need to address mental illness, I mean, that's pretty broad-based, don't you think?
It is. And the two things that I think I really paid attention to was the mental illness conversation when the president had. And the second thing is 40% of people who do not have a background check. These are private sales. I sell a gun to you. I don't have to do a background check. He said families would be exempt from that, but what he's saying is, if I want to sell a gun to you, we go through the dealer, they do a background check. So he makes a very interesting point that nobody in the past arguments has ever made. They haven't brought that issue up. And it was always taboo to even say the word mental illness when you were talking about gun issues. Always taboo.
Yeah. And the thing that was also interesting, too, is there's a lot of kind of a who's who in the audience. People that have talked about guns before in the past, and Mayor Nutter from Philadelphia, for example, he was there. Philly has a lot of problems. They've had a lot of violence problems. Also, he's got a talk show now, but Al Sharpton, the Reverend Al Sharpton, was out there, too. So it was a jammed house, I heard.
It was, and again, you know, the advocacy groups are going to say one thing, but again, members of Congress, John Dingell, Democrat from Michigan, said, well, we got to protect Second Amendment rights, but... So everybody's kind of, you know, I don't know, there's some ingrained positions, but there's a lot of room there.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that was interesting, too, is part of the speech is when he was talking about his plan to pass new gun control laws and strengthen the ones that were there, the vice president spoke first, and he said he sat down with 229 groups... Hey, correct?
I believe it. And, you know, I served in a Congress with Joe Biden. He likes to talk, and he's the only one that can get through those kinds of meetings. And, and I say that flatteringly. I think the guy's a smart guy. But, yeah, he did. He outreached with anybody of any side of the issue, including the NRA.
Yeah, what was the NRA's reaction?
The NRA's reaction was, you know, about standing up for Second Amendment rights, but it wasn't the kind of maybe expected, you know, over our dead body, our frozen hands on the guns. You know, it wasn't that kind of reaction. It was more or less leaving some wiggle room to discuss an important issue.
So do you think, I mean, in the end, as you said, you served in Congress, you dealt with this before. Do you think that there's going to be some tough laws that are going to get enacted that are going to through the House? Is that going to happen here in the next 6 months or so?
Well, there's some school issues. There's some the registration issues that can be looked at. And look, I was served in Congress under the majority of the years under a ban, assault weapons ban. It vanished But, hey, it came there one period of time under with some Republican votes, so you never know on that issue. I mean, there's got to be something in the process. And if something else, Lord forbids, but if something else happens that also ignites this issue, and so you never know. This one's not just it's done like in the past. This is finished. We're not going to talk about it. That's not the strategy on this one.
Yeah. And one last thing, because this might have been a little bit of the buzz. You might have heard this discussion today having nothing to do with guns, but the Americans in Algeria, Leon Panetta, the defense secretary, saying it's a terrorist attack because, you know, we don't negotiate with terrorists and all that other kind of stuff. But this looks like this might be a little bit different.
I saw that. I saw that with great interest with Panetta, you know, came right out and said this is a terrorist attack with the American taken.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what the end game is there. All right, Bob Ney, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
So this is absolutely what everybody's talking about. I say America Tonight is like the buzz in the backyard. It's about guns. We've said this, of course, since the first day of the year, really back in December. Let's face it, as you just heard from Bob Ney, Newtown, Connecticut changes everything. So what happens now? One thing is that the president didn't push using the executive order. He didn't swing that over the assault weapons. He didn't go for the jugular. So the NRA has to be happy about that because there was big concerns over it. So does this split the difference? It seems like the focus of what the president was saying was more, as far as gun control, was more about the background checks. A lot of that, the focus was on background checks. Politically, administration types, the administration officials, I think, believe that tougher background checks, something that the NRA has opposed for a very, very long time, could become ultimately the difference maker, however, that splits the opposition, meaning separating the money of the NRA and the supporters in Congress from those who have voted against gun control measures in the past, but now might, you know, some Republicans that might go along with Joe Biden, who said, look, the world has changed. It's demanding action. So will this possibly open up the lane for those strict background checks or not? And this is just one part of it, but that seemed to be, in everything that I saw in the president's press conference, that seemed to be really the big heart and soul of this thing. What is the strategy here? Because we know that there is, from the Democratic point of view, if this is the charge up the hill, there's been massive, long-standing, on-the-books reluctance for Congress to tangle at all with the NRA, especially Republicans and even some Democrats who represent more conservative areas, districts, or even states. They try to get away from it. They try to, you know, they try to move away from it. Colorado, if you look at Colorado, at Columbine High School in Colorado, we know what happened there. It changed the world. That was really our first big shooting, school shooting, where everybody was focused on guns and access to guns and that kind of stuff. And there was a little bit of an effort to push background checks then after that shooting, but it failed in the House, mostly because of opposition from pro-gun Democrats. So this is going to be interesting to watch as we move along here. I think in mentioning it to Bob Ney, we're talking about a fight all the way through 2013. What did the president have to say specifically? We got that next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 16, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,675.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,718.29, $859.15 for a half ounce, or $429.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,718.29, $859.15, and $429.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to let you hear what the president had to say, little snippets of it anyway, but let me set up the menu for the rest of the hour. Also, we're going to talk about, because, of course, we got lighter fare here, right? We're going to talk about the Oscars with Stephen Chouhet, maybe who got snubbed like Ben Affleck. I told you one of my top flicks was his movie that was based on the seven or the six hostages that didn't almost didn't make it out of Iran, and it was such a great movie. But Argo, and we'll talk to Stephen Chouhet about that because he won a Gold Globe for it, but then Ben Affleck didn't even get nominated for an Oscar. So what does it all mean? Is it all about the statues? Plus, very strange, this Notre Dame star who has this inspirational story all year long. You know, they got slammed by Alabama for the national title. But leading up to that, people were so involved in one of the, truly one of the gifted players on that Notre Dame team, who talked about a girlfriend who died during the season. And everybody was following this. And now it looks like it's a hoax, or it's a recreated story, or it's a figment of his imagination. There's a whole bunch of nonsense, crazy stuff going there, and we're wondering whether that's going to affect him when it comes to the NFL. And don't forget, in our third hour here of America Tonight, another nail to score. We got the AFC Championship game, the NFC Championship game. No mystery. as to the two games you'll be able to try to nail, and we'll see if anybody actually does. Remember, Dave in Vermont was our winner right out of the gate. Maybe somebody else will nail the score down the final stretch of the season in the playoffs leading to the Super Bowl. And we will have a Super Bowl nail the score, too. That's always fun, the whole Super Bowl hype thing and whatnot. Well, speaking of hype, could anything have been more hyped up? Biden leads the task force. He interviews and talks to and looks at all different sides of this. 229 groups recommends to the Prez some of the things that he found out. Then the president comes up with a plan, and here's a little bit about what he had to say as far as guns are concerned.
We will make it easier to keep guns out of the hands of criminals by strengthening the background check system. We will help schools hire more resource officers if they want them. It's time for Congress to require a universal background check for anyone trying to buy a gun. To make a real and lasting difference, Congress, too, must act. And Congress must act soon. If there is even one thing we can do to reduce this violence, if there's even one life that can be saved, then we've got an obligation to try. An overwhelming majority of Americans agree with us on the need for universal background checks, including more than 70% of the National Rifle Association's members, according to one survey. So there's no reason we can't do this. This is our first task as a society, keeping our children safe. This is how we will be judged. Congress should restore a ban on military-style assault weapons and a 10-round limit for magazines. This will not happen unless the American people demand it. Ask them what's more important, doing whatever it takes to get an A grade from the gun lobby that funds their campaigns, or giving parents some peace of mind when they drop their child off for first grade.
All right, so here's the deal, America. What do you think? Is it really about the background checks? 855-266-2283, 855-266-KATE. Jack from Down Under says background checks do nothing to stop criminals buying black market or guns stolen from people who legally bought them and passed the checks. Interesting, he does have a point that is certainly true. And he also adds that Senator Biden wrote the laws that made the gun-free zones that make innocent kids targets. Okay, and as to the gun-free zones, the prevalent thought is, or the prevailing thought around the country is, when you, it's like printing all the names of the people who have gun permits in all these neighborhoods, when you do that, then you expose people who don't have weapons, and will people go and rob them, realizing, hey, I'm not going to encounter anybody with any kind of a gun. You know, this block, they don't have any. Nobody has any permits. It's not printed. They don't have it here. Same with the gun-free zones. Oh, nobody has a gun. So if I have a gun and I want to do something, boom, I know I can use this as the threat because they're not going to be armed. That was the thought of concealed and carry in Texas and some other places where the gun laws are lax compared to other states where you have massive gun control. That, okay, if there's the threat that people are armed, that's going to kind of push the criminals away because they don't really, especially when you're talking about home invasion. Home invasion, for the most part, it's trying to rip the people off, grab something from the house, smash and grab, you know, whatever it is. And certainly, you don't want to encounter people. They don't want to have some kind of a showdown. I don't think so. Even if it's in a store, a house, you know, other businesses, whatever. So here's the thing. I mean, we've come to this point where you can no longer, I think, on this issue, you can't, as Congress was trying to do, and that was my point in the beginning, some Democrats and some Republicans, you can no longer pussyfoot around this issue. I mean, this really is a black and white issue. You either really, really want to see tight controls, or you want to see the Second Amendment stand up pretty much as it is, but you agree for responsible gun ownership. I think there's not a lot of wiggle room in here. So these politicians are not going to be able to hide. They're going to be for stricter gun controls, that kind of stuff, or they're going to have to bag off of it. And the NRA, as much as people are saying that the NRA doesn't have any power, baloney, because the NRA is a very powerful lobbying group. That was the idea. They're there protecting guns, pushing the Second Amendment, and have a lot of backing. So anybody who wants the money of the NRA cannot pretend. They cannot pretend. And this fight for these sweeping proposals for curbing gun violence, the biggest, really, some of the stuff that's been thrown out there, the biggest in two decades, and pushing Congress, that is pussyfooting around it, to pass some kind of a plan, universal background checks, bans on military-style assault weapons, high-capacity ammunition mags, you heard that there. That, you know what, that plan is a $500 million-plus plan. At least that's what it's been pegged at if you added up everything. So that's the bottom line. There's the three things, especially the background checks, especially. Cop says criminals will still get the weapons. Why doesn't the government practice what they preach when they sold weapons to the Mexican gangs? That's Fast and Furious. That came back to bite us. We know that. And cop says had two of them, two home invasions while I was home. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Is it a deterrent? Is it a deterrent? And that's if you've got a story, I want to hear your story. If you have a story on either side of this, whether you had some kind of a home invasion or you had some kind of a stick-up or, you know, something happened to you, we want to hear about it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. We'll talk about, of course, other things that are happening in the land. Believe it or not, there are a few other things. But I think for the most part, at least in this first half of 2013, that's what I'm going to call it, just like football, there's my analogy, the move is all about guns and where are we headed. And what about constitutional concerns in our second hour of America Tonight? Hope you're hanging around for that one. We're going to talk to a constitutional expert, Carl Jarvis, about the push against the Constitution and if the new gun control proposals could constitute a separation of powers violation. Stay with us. Stephen Shohat in the wings. We're going to Hollywood.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do it till you call up on the floor. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me.
The 85th Academy Awards will be handed out February 24th. Who got snubbed and who's on the list? It's always fun to talk about that. Stephen Shohet joins us each and every week. Usually he does it on Tuesday, but we got him to stick around or come on a day later. Hollywood Story, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. That's the name of his book. Same with the website, HollywoodStories.com. Stephen, how are you?
Very good, Kate. Hopeful as well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. The biggest snub to me, and Emma, I might be wrong on this, we'll obviously get your expert take on it, but in the best director category this time around, we didn't see the man behind Argo, and that would be Ben Affleck, who won a Gold Globe. Is that the biggest snub?
Yeah, to me it is. To me it is. And, the last time a movie won, Best Picture without winning Best Director was Driving Miss Daisy back in 1989. So, without a Best Director nomination, I should say. This might be the year. I don't know. I mean, now all of a sudden there's momentum with the Critics' Choice and the Golden Globes. I think mostly Ben Affleck is handling it well. Although when he won the Critics' Choice and he says, "I'd like to thank the Academy," that probably wasn't the best move. To say that to slight the people that you're receiving the award from. one thing that Argo has going for it, and we talked about this earlier, of the nine movies that is nominated, it's the only one made in L.A. I mean, again, they have the interesting thing where they have a bunch of Iranian refugees in the movie, actually real Iranians, mostly bussed in from Beverly Hills. But it's the only one that's a local movie for the Academy voters, and I think that makes a difference. I think it's one reason why Crash beat Brokeback Mountain a few years back. The Artist last year entirely made in L.A. And I think people like to have the work here. And don't like runaway production, and if that will influence people or not, I don't know. I also, the thing is, I don't know if the directors are jealous or not, but it's interesting how this is sort of similar to the early days of Spielberg's career, where there was sort of that, you've got to pay your dues before you get nominated, and Spielberg not getting nominated for Jaws and Close Encounters and E.T. and The Color Purple, and finally, getting success with the Academy with Schindler's List. So I wonder if there's a pay your dues going on with Affleck. And the thing is, just because the director's branch didn't want to nominate him, that doesn't mean that the other, thousands of members of the Academy might not want to pick his movie.
Yeah. In the best picture category, and we say that Argo's there, and Beasts of the Southern Wild, or Moi, Django Unchained, Les Mis, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, Zero Dark Thirty. That's a tough list. Do we always have this many pictures up for best picture?
No. It used to be five most of the time, and what changed it was The Dark Knight. Back in 2008, that the Dark Knight was not nominated, and then maybe it was 2009. I can't remember which year it was, but since The Dark Knight was not nominated, they felt that made the ratings of the show go down, and therefore they wanted to open it up more and the idea is to get more mainstream movies in there, not to get Beast of the Southern Wild in there, it's funny this year, it's more of the films that people haven't heard of getting nominated. So, no Avengers, none of the things that the show business people would probably like to get more attention. So, nine is a lot, and you wonder if it's a good idea to have movies that are not nominated for Best Director. But this might be the exception. You can't imagine certain films winning. Silver Linings is a really well thought of movie. I guess it has an outside chance of winning, but Les Miserables at this point, with Tom Hooper not getting it, all would almost be impossible. But I think Zero Dark Thirty has a chance, and I think, I doubt Silver Linings can win, but it probably has an outside chance, and Lincoln is still the favorite, and Argo has a chance.
Yeah, wow, interesting. And then, Movie Jim is listening to us, and he says, Stephen, Django Unchained, how is that up nominated for Best Picture? It's just what you just were talking about with all these movies.
A lot of people really like it. Quentin Tarantino won the Golden Globe for original screenplay. So I guess it's possible, it's not very likely. Tarantino did win the Best Director Award in the past for Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
so
true.
Obviously he's a respected guy. And I've enjoyed a lot of his movies from the past,
mm-hmm.
but he has pedigree. So that makes a difference too. Although, what's interesting is Catherine Bigelow not getting nominated. Usually when you win for Best Director, your next picture isn't nominated for some reason.
And it didn't get nominated. How about that?
Yeah.
She didn't get nominated anyway.
She didn't.
How?
She didn't.
She, yeah. How about, is it hands down, you and I talked about this probably a month ago because you loved it, you loved his performance. Is Daniel Day-Lewis absolutely he's going to win this thing for best actor, or what do you think?
If I were betting, that's what I'd bet on. It's hard to imagine anybody else getting it at this point. I mean, the only outside chance I think would be Hugh Jackman. Now, again, watch us be wrong, but it's like nobody's even talking about Denzel Washington, tremendous actor that he is. It's just unlikely that Daniel Day-Lewis will be overtaken at this point. Again, when you have a director, I mean, Liam Neeson was originally attached to Lincoln, and then he bowed out, and then it was Daniel Day-Lewis. But when you have a director saying, I would not make this picture unless this man agreed to do it, then that already puts the actor in like an MVP type of status.
Right.
That maybe the other actors don't have. Now, there are a lot of people saying that Les Mis would not have been made without Hugh Jackman. But Hugh Jackman did have to audition and had to convince Tom Hooper that he was right for the role and desperately wanted it, unlike Daniel Day-Lewis, who resisted playing Lincoln and had to be wooed. I mean, that set of circumstance already makes him more talked up than his competition. And so, it's just hard to imagine him being beaten this time. I think you're going to get a much closer thing probably with the best actress.
Handicap that for us. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it's either going to be Jennifer Lawrence or Jessica Chastain. Now, the thing is, Jennifer Lawrence at the Golden Globes, I think upset some people when she said, "I beat Meryl." Now, there's a backstory behind that. Jennifer Lawrence is a huge movie fan, and what she was referencing was the movie The First Wives Club, where the Bette Midler character tells the Goldie Hawn character, who's an Academy Award winning actress, "Look at this Oscar. It says I beat Meryl."
Yeah.
But the way that Jennifer Lawrence came out and said it
didn't sound like it.
It sounded like a cheap shot.
Yeah.
And at least 50% of the people, you know, on Twitter apparently thought it was a cheap shot. So, she's trying to be funny, but it just didn't go over well with some people. Now, will that make a difference? Who knows? The Academy voters are mostly actors. So, if it rubs them the wrong way to see somebody, talk, and you could interpret it another way and say, "I beat Meryl. I mean, it's just incredible. I got an award and Meryl Streep didn't. I mean, and she's the greatest actress ever." But I don't think most people are going to see it that way. So, whether that'll make the difference between her and Jessica Chastain, I don't know. The thing about it is that the little girl who got nominated.
I mean,
she did a great job, but some actresses are upset about that because, you know, when you have a kid like that, the director is probably telling her, "Show this emotion in this scene, show this emotion in this scene." It's not like she's building up her story arc for her character. At least it's not likely, since she made the movie Beast of the Southern Wild when she was 6 years old. And that's why they used to have a juvenile award.
Right.
It goes way back, back when Lionel Barrymore, in 1931 was up against Jackie Cooper, and Lionel Barrymore won, and people said it was unfair. So they introduced the juvenile award where people like Shirley Temple and Haley Mills won. And then that ended when Patty Duke won the Oscar in 1963 for Best Supporting Actress for The Miracle Worker. And since she was 16, they said, "We don't need this anymore." But this year, maybe you do need it because, you know, it's probably unfair to the little girl. And, it's probably unfair to actresses who were left out of the category since she took up the spot.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure we'll be talking about this again as we get closer. Stephen Showhead, as always, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week at the regular time. Thank you.
You got it, Kate. Best wishes.
Oh, thank you. Also, too, actors in a supporting role, Alan Arkin, Argo, he was terrific. Robert De Niro, Silver Linings Playbook, he was great. Philip Seymour Hoffman, The Master, Tommy Lee Jones, for Lincoln. He did a fine job there. And there's some others that we're leaving off. As we get closer to the Oscars, we'll talk more about all of the other categories as well. Next, a hoax or a ruse?
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That listens to America Tonight. A big shout out to Kissmaster in Canada. You know, we were talking with Stephen Showhead about the movies, and he says, what about Pamela Anderson? Was she in some film that I didn't see, or was it one of those sex tapes or something? I don't know.
I remember her in Barbed Wire. That's about it.
I don't even remember her in anything but Baywatch. So, Barbed Wire, what was that about?
I remember it's in the future, and she's wearing a lot of black leather outfits. I saw it with my buddy in probably like 7th or 8th grade, and it was one of the best times of my life. That's all I remember about it.
Enough said. Exactly. So she was the best actress for you when you were a kid, so it's perfect. Again, she just hasn't really made it into any of the books with Oscars and whatnot. All right, it was an Oscar-like performance, some are saying. Notre Dame AD Jack Swarbrick was he upset? Was he broken up about Manti Te'o's claim And this is the Notre Dame star, that he was a victim of a very sophisticated hoax, but the facts are all over the board. They don't add up. Teo's dead girlfriend never existed, so what is that about? Teo's a guy who's expected to be pretty decent, probably draft choice. Does this hurt him in the draft? Why was he making up some crazy story about a girlfriend that people were heartbroken over and following all season long? Here's the AD's explanation, sort of.
The same great young man and great athlete that we have been so proud to have be a member of our family is the same guy tonight, unchanged in any way except for, as he indicated in the statement his released, the embarrassment associated with having been a victim in this case. On the morning of December 26th, very early morning, Manti called his coaches to inform them that while he was in attendance at the ESPN Awards show in Orlando, he received a phone call from a number he recognized as having been that he associated with Lene Kukua. And when he answered it, it was a person whose voice sounded like the same voice he had talked to, who told him that she was in fact not dead. Manti was very unnerved by that, as you might imagine. I will let him again talk about that and his reaction to it. But he maintained that secret vis-a-vis the members of the football family until he called the coaches on the morning of the 26th. They promptly reached out to me to inform me of this shocking piece of news, and I arranged to meet Manti upon his return to campus, and did so on the afternoon of the 27th. I met with Manti for about an hour and 45 minutes and asked him to review every detail of the relationship as he knew it with this woman. Manti did so, was forthright, answered every question, and was eager to share the information with me. I met with him again the next day, as I had put the notes together from the previous day's meeting, to just review again what we had gone over to make sure I had all the details correct. And again, he was a full and excellent partner in making sure that the information I collected was accurate.
What a strange story. Lene Kukua and Manti Te'o, this is supposedly his girlfriend, he releases a statement. And what happens is, back this up a second, the whole thing broke on Deadspin. They seem to get the scoop. They're like kind of a step above the National Enquirer, except for their online, and they do scoop people.
They're like a sports version of TMZ.
Yeah, that's a better analogy.
TMZ is kind of the gossipy website, but they're 9 out of 10 times, they're dead on right, and that's kind of what Deadspin, I think, has turned into, is the sports world's TMZ.
Yeah, because you said it, 9 out of 10 times, they're right. So this crazy story breaks. He releases this statement, Te'o releases a statement and says, it's embarrassing to talk about, but over an extended period of time, I developed an emotional relationship with a woman I met online. We maintained what I thought to be an authentic relationship by communicating online, on the phone. I grew to care deeply about her. I realized I was the victim, apparently, of someone's sick joke and constant lies. It's painful. It's humiliating. Blah, 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 blah. I'm grateful for the support of my family and friends at Notre Dame. There's a bunch of other nonsense thrown in there. I mean, here's the bottom line. That's your girlfriend, somebody that you've never met, never held her hand, never had a kiss with. This is your girlfriend, online girlfriend. The whole thing is so, so bizarre. It's humiliating for this. I mean, it's a humiliating thing. This is a star linebacker. He was a Heisman finalist. and he was mourning her death after mid-season from leukemia. And so this is some kind of crazy hoax. Matt, what do you think? Do you think this hurts him in the draft? You think people are going to look at him a little bit differently?
I 100% think it changes because
I do too.
You got either one, he's a part of the hoax, and so you got to think about his mental state. You know, does he have maybe a bipolar issue or what is going on with him? And the other, if he was, you know, just not, if he had it, he's basically lying and was duped by people who, like, he said he had, you know, this girlfriend, but apparently he has never met her before, but was talking about, oh, you know, the last time I saw her. And so there's clearly something weird going on, and I think this definitely hurts his draft stock. If he was a top 10 pick before, he's definitely slid down, and, you know, so he's not going to go super late, I don't think, unless, you know, more things come out of here, and it's just like, you find out something where he's got, like, some kind of mental health issue. But I think, you know, some team will take a chance on him, but it has to hurt him.
It has to hurt him.
It's just the most bizarre
thing. Weird. It's weird.
It's
bizarre.
It's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. And it reminds me of one story that I was Demetrius Underwood. The Vikings drafted him. That's why I know about the story. Drafted him in the first round with, like, the 28th pick or something like that. Showed up to training camp the first day, dressed in fatigues, and then disappeared.
I remember.
For the rest of the time.
Yeah.
And he found out he had bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
And I think that might have been the guy that you were thinking of who
Cowboys.
The Cowboys after the Vikings.
Yeah, never was just, they had so many problems. Yeah, and that's a great example. So what's up with this guy? Was he trying to get people to feel sorry for him? Is there more to this? I don't know. And then the Notre Dame AD, we let you hear that whole long nonsense just so you could hear this is a radio show, but he would stop and pause because he was crying. It's like, what are you doing? Are you kidding me? And plus, we have the Lance Armstrong thing coming out, as you all know, with Oprah, his big confession, which is going to happen on Thursday.
Yesterday's news. This story
yesterday.
Is far more intriguing.
It is more intriguing.
I think this is a way better story, and it's far more intriguing. And I don't know. The other thing, too, I'm wondering about is you got the guy who's one of the best players in the nation, was a Heisman finalist at Notre Dame. You're going to tell me you can't find a girlfriend in Notre Dame?
Yeah, no kidding.
Come on. Are you on a long-distance online dating?
I don't, like, maybe he wanted, I don't know. Maybe he wanted people to feel sorry for him. And, you know, of course that's going to make people pay attention to you because you're saying you have this girlfriend. She has leukemia. Blah, 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 blah. I don't get it. You know, I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. All right, there is one bright note here, and we're up against it because I know people are chomping at it, but there's one bright sports note for me anyway. The Eagles, woohoo, have found a new coach, Chip Kelly. Should I go? Should I not go to Philly? Should I stay in Oregon? Decides he's ditching Oregon to be the 21st coach in Eagles history. Whoa, go Eagles. I'm booking him for the Super Bowl. The odds are like 25-1, I think.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.